This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show. Boy, this time next week, it's Turkey Day. Gobble, gobble. Hopefully you're celebrating somewhere or just getting the chance to crash and hang out and watch some football games, whatever it is you do on Thanksgiving. We're actually going to start there because I was looking at places to avoid, meaning missing the traffic. Ugh, nothing worse than being stuck in serious traffic. You can't always avoid it, though, right? Depending on when you're working and where you can hit, when you can hit the highway. But on Wednesday, traffic will peak for most people, even in small areas, between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. That seems logical. And 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. because there's people that will just get there in time for dinner. And then it's the returning that can be tricky. Friday to Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m., oh, especially Sunday, because people waiting for the, you know, to just have the visit and be able to go and get back. And some of the worst places, when you look at where you get the busiest highways, Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, that's not a surprise. Those are big areas, so, of course, that would bottleneck when there are more cars. But even in small towns, you find that. I was just talking to somebody from Traverse City, Michigan, beautiful area, and they were saying that the traffic is already building up for the holidays, and you can tell. And I think there is something about once you get close to Thanksgiving, you start to see an uptick in – you do see it. You start to see an uptick in traffic. It feels like – are people just all of a sudden like somebody – turned on the go sign and people are running around getting food or gifts or whatever, and now you're seeing all these backups at these lights and whatnot because there's just something about it that the light bulb has gone off in our minds that, oh yeah, that's right, it's that time of year where we have to go nutty and hurry up and scoop up a bunch of stuff and try to avoid what are the very, very big, big crowds. All right, what is the buzz across the land? I mean, there are a couple of different things that people are talking about. I think, you know, speaking of traffic in Los Angeles, I think what happened in Los Angeles with the law enforcement recruits is horrendous. And the driver arrested after mowing down a group of the law enforcement recruits, injuring 25 of them, 5 of them critical. I mean, there were a group of people that lost limbs, and all they were doing, they had reflective vests on, it was 6:30 in the morning, they were doing what they had to do as a recruit, they were, as a group, working out, you know, they were running, etc., and this 22-year-old, Nicholas Gutierrez, plowed into them, and initially, he passed a sobriety test, there was no alcohol or any of that involved, but then So initially there wasn't that, okay, he's going to be charged. But when they started to look at skid marks in the road or any of that, there was no brakes applied, nothing, going the wrong way. And it's under investigation, but that's what they are considering. They're considering filing additional charges, but appears to have been a driver, you know, that's what it looked like at first, a driver going the wrong way, no signs of impairment, zero in a breathalyzer, but then no skid marks, none of that, and it looked like an airplane wreck. It was so bad. There were bodies scattered everywhere and different states of injury, very traumatic for all the people involved in that. And you got to think about recruiting and how tough it is, recruiting in the sheriff's department just in general in law enforcement. So here you go. These are these great new recruits, 75 recruits in all, wearing white T-shirts and green shorts. that was a typical run. It's what they do. It's a 22-week, it's rigorous, 22-week training course. And there were two safety cars with them even. They were running in four lines when they were hit. It was about 500 feet from the fire station. The four most critically injured patients were immediately rushed to the hospital. And I guess it was hard to see because, you know, it's hard to see this for anyone because you got to think these are recruits who are getting ready to be in the line of duty. And you're training to do that. You're not supposed to be in harm's way there when you're with the other recruits and you're doing the physical part of what they require. And how do you explain that? It just really looked like an airplane wreck. That's the best way to describe it. That's how people are describing it. And I've seen some of the pictures of it in the video. It's just absolutely horrific. So yeah, people across the country are talking about it because it's hard to recruit. It's hard to recruit in law enforcement. And here you have all of these potentials. And then this happens when you have people who are there with all the safety gear on, and you have people surrounding them, but they can't prevent what would seem like that wouldn't happen, right? And it was so, it just shows you how quickly something can go awry that you can't foresee that, especially where they were. And boy, really, really, really hope that some of these people survive this, hang on for sure. And of course, the 22-year-old is being held on $2 million bail with that court appearance that's set for Friday morning. But, boy, you got to believe there's some furious people. It's just incredibly sad to hear about that. All right, on the world stage, when we look at chaos and the possibility of what we have to guard against, North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday, the second missile test by Kim Jong-un's regime in a couple of days. So, of course, the Japanese prime minister is furious. It happened at 10:15 or so in the morning. And they're saying, look, this is provocative action. That's what's happening here. Then how can we accept these kinds of actions? So the Japanese government just analyzes and collects the info and they give the updates to the public because that's what the concern is. I mean, how close is it getting to the public and over what city and all of that. And the UN Security Council says that it's a significant provocation and a serious act of threat. And they're telling North Korea, stop it. Stop it right now. Do you think they're listening to that? Do you think Kim Jong-un, the UN is furious. And then what they say is, the door isn't closed on diplomacy. But they're telling Pyongyang, stop it, stop destabilizing the area. And then they throw in this caveat, the United States is going to take all the necessary measures to ensure the security of the American homeland and the Republic of Korea and Japanese allies. Like, okay, that's what we're going to do here. So if you keep doing this and you keep being aggressive, because then that's the concern for all of us. How close does this come? What are these ICBM launches doing? What's the message there? Clearly it's time for us to head to the man cave because we have sports to talk about. We're doing that next.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. text the word money to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Just in case you don't know it, I've written a book called Invade the Man Cave. You can get that on Amazon. It's being updated. Boy, there's always a lot to talk about in the world of sports. How about that Thursday night thriller? Derrick Henry is a machine. He becomes the first player since Walter Payton who did it 40 years ago to do what he did in the Titans' 27-17 win over the Green Bay Packers. He rushed for 87 yards and a touchdown. He also caught two passes for 45 yards, including a 42-yard grab on a scoring drive. And he threw a 3-yard touchdown pass. Yeah. How about that to tight end Austin Hooper? He just tossed it to him. That ultimately was the game winning score. Wow. Just, again, his performance was one for the books, for sure. First player with at least 20 carries, two completions, the rushing touchdown, touchdown pass, and Walter Payton did that in 83. It's good in 1983 to see that. There's some video of what Payton did, and I went back and I looked at it, and I was like, wow, that is high praise. And Henry is part of the reason why Tennessee is now 7-3, and they've won 7 out of their last 8 games. I mean, he is so incredibly, incredibly resilient. Opposite end of the picture, Green Bay just continues to unravel. The targets aren't there for Aaron Rodgers, and after a big win on Sunday, yet another loss for the Green Bay Packers. There's no more Mr. Clutch, because there's no one to catch the balls from Mr. Clutch, and it's wild to watch him unravel, because he was so, I mean, they had, you know, the Packers had to lean on Aaron Rodgers for sure. And the Titans heading into the game, of course, their defense first in the NFL with the rate of like 70% or something against the run. That's what they were heading into in this game. All right, speaking of the NFL, the Browns-Bills game was moved to Detroit because of this incredible impending snow doom that's going to hit Buffalo. They can't take any chances, an epic snowstorm. So the NFL decided on Thursday they were going to do it. The game's going to be played at Ford Field at 1 o'clock Eastern. They haven't moved the location of a regular season game because of snow since 2014. 8 years ago, a Sunday game between the Jets and the Bills got moved to Monday night in Detroit. So they're not switching days, they're just switching locations. It makes sense because trying to get there, dealing with that, the blizzard that's about to hit Buffalo, it makes sense. I mean, the National Weather Service is saying with their snow advisory that it's going to be, that snow advisory is in place until Sunday through Sunday, which is like the exact kickoff of the game, like until 1 o'clock. So what's interesting is the Bills lose their home field advantage against the Browns. Cleveland would be closer to Detroit, I guess, if you looked at it and you were calculating it on a map. I mean, will that matter or not? But it does get moved, so it is significant. You know, what's so fun is that we're coming up on Turkey Day, and if you are a fan of the NFL, you've got the games that are coming up on Thursday, because you have the Bills and the Lions. They are, which is interesting. So it's going to be back-to-back trips to Ford Field. So that happens on Thursday. That's the first game that kicks off. And then you've got the Giants and the Cowboys. That's the mid-afternoon game. And then the evening game is the Patriots and the Vikings. And that, of course, was our game of the week, right? The Vikings and the Patriots. What will happen in that game? It is a game of the week anyway. Let's put it that way. What will happen in that game? It's interesting, because when I look at it, I think for sure the Vikings will just roll all over the Patriots at their home field advantage, right? And they'll be 9-1. 9-1. Wow. You have to look to one other team. You have to look at the Philadelphia Eagles and how they've played and their record for another team that could be 9-1. They host the Packers on Sunday night, not this Sunday, next Sunday. And you got to just think the Packers are so weary. I can't imagine Philly coming off of their loss. I can't imagine them not winning that. But one never knows. That's why they play the games. And then, you know, you look at college football, and really one of the saddest stories, it's absolutely unbelievable. The Virginia football players that were killed earlier this week, Lavelle Davis Jr., Devin Chandler, Deshaun Perry, and they had aspirations of potentially being in the, being in the NFL, and they canceled the game, the upcoming game, because there's just no way. The hearts are so heavy, and there doesn't make any sense to play the game. I think that was a very, very smart decision. The only silver lining in this is for one family and one player is Virginia running back Mike Hollins, who returned to the bus to help others after the initial shooting when it began. he encountered the gunman at the steps and then was shot in the back. So good for him to trying to help. And it wasn't surprising when people learned about that, because that's the kind of guy he is. And he survived this. He is in the hospital, but he survived it and is doing well, thank goodness, because I think in just even trying to process this whole thing is so difficult for just the school, for anybody who knew these kids, and just all the details that have emerged out of it. You know, the shooting makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, but we certainly have seen that before. And so that game was canceled heading into the weekend because it made no sense to play this final game. And good for, you know, what Mike Hollins did to try to help the others, because that takes real courage to go back into that situation, and it's not expected. You're certainly not expected to go in and do that, but he absolutely 100% what was there for the people that were on that bus. So there are games this weekend in college football, and this is always a good time too for games. You look at a couple of them. I was going through, okay, what would we watch when you're eating your turkey sandwiches? And there's just a slew of them that are, if nothing else, interesting to watch. Like, you see number one ranked Georgia taking on Kentucky. I mean, look, the Dogs are favored 22.5 points, but that's a nice afternoon game anyway, tucked into the schedule. And then if you're looking for closer games, and there certainly are those, there are a couple of those that are predicted to be pretty close. Baylor, for people listening in the great state of Texas, Baylor is hosting TCU. TCU is fourth ranked. They're 10-0 and 7-0 in the Big 12. This is being played in Waco, and TCU is only favored by 2.5 points in that one. That could be a really, really close game. If you look at other lines for some of the games, there are a couple of touchdowns, so that's a little bit different. But like Louisville, they're taking on NC State. That's an afternoon game, and Louisville's favored just by 4.5 points in that game. The big battle in California may be one of the best games, the Rose Bowl at night, UCLA and USC, and USC is only favored by 2.5 points there. That's always a big one for alums to watch. And then for people listening to us, the great state of Oregon. Oregon taking on Utah. Utah's favored by just 2 points in this one. The over-under 60 points could be high scoring. And both are 6-1 in the Pac-12. All right, we're closing the door to the man cave.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. A man who hijacked a plane before threatening to crash it into a Walmart in Mississippi has died in federal custody. This comes 4 days after being transferred. Corey Wayne Patterson was found unresponsive in his cell at the Federal Detention Center in Miami, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The 29-year-old man's cause of death has not yet been determined, according to the Bureau. Los Angeles County has logged another 2,215 COVID-19 infections, while the number of virus-positive patients in local hospitals continue to creep upward. The 7-day average daily rate of people testing positive for the virus also continue to climb upward. This is all according to the County Department of Public Health. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The summer of 1957, Secrets Left in the Basement. It's a powerful novel for a lot of different reasons. Judith, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for asking me.
So, first of all, let's talk about why you wrote this novel.
Well, actually, I was 7 years old when I was sexually abused by the grandfather of a playmate of mine, and the grandparents lived in my neighborhood. I'd been in their home, certainly trusted the man. And, of course, he threatened to kill me if I told anybody. And the next day I did tell my mother, but begged her not to tell my father. And the incident was never mentioned again, ever. I never told anyone, never told a husband, a friend, my sibling. So 4 years ago, I'm reading one of my mother's diaries. I've got a big box of them now. Of course, she's deceased. And come across, this happened to me in 1947. But anyway, I read that, of course, immediately she told my father. And my father went to the police right away. They called the man in to question him. He denied it, of course. But then it happened to another girl. So that was the really the spark that I thought, I'm going to tell this story. It's mostly fiction. The actual incident, that part is true, but it's not dragged out or brought up. The details aren't just thrown at you the whole, during the whole book. So it, I just started writing it, and it really takes place in 1993, 36 years after 1957, because the granddaughter of the molester is a police investigator for the Dayton, Ohio Police Department. And it was the man, 2 months after this girl was molested, the main character, the man was found dead in his car to a gunshot wound to the head. And it was ruled a suicide, but it couldn't quite be 100% confirmed that it was suicide. So this granddaughter now, she's going through some files, and she just can't understand why her grandfather, that she loved and thought it was the greatest man, would ever commit suicide. And she enlists her former friend, the victim, not knowing, of course, that what her grandfather had done to her, and wants her to try to work together to reopen the case. So it's really, it's a story, it's about the premise being sexual abuse, but that's not the entire story. Basically, it's a mystery, family drama woven around a mysterious death, and the two main characters, the victim and the granddaughter of the molester, they're really, really kind of drawn into this web of secrets that they find out that their parents' families have been kept from them. So it's got a lot of interesting little twists and little changes that are, I think, keep the reader engaged, because you're not quite expecting some of the things. So basically, I just thought, I'm going to write this story. I like to write. I've written a couple other little things, and I write little short stories. So I just let my imagination get carried away with me and wrote this piece of fiction, and based really just on that what happened to me.
Yeah, so they say you write about what you know, and as you said, this is a tale, so some of, you know, the Ohio connection, what happened to you, is familiar to you. The character is 8-year-old Penelope Evans, and then, as you said, you describe what happened, and it's really written in rich, rich detail. And as you said, there's other secrets, there's other things. But with your story, and I think it's brilliant that you put this in the book, because you say Penelope reads what her mother wrote. Penelope
right.
does what you did. So for you, was it like a relief to know, hey, they did something? They did something. I had no idea this whole time that this wasn't just a secret. We're not saying anything. They tried to, your parents tried to do something.
Well, absolutely. And that, I mean, it was kind of a shock. I wasn't sure what year it happened. I knew it was in the summer, and I thought maybe I was six, but it was August 10th, 1947, and I was seven, almost eight. And, Kate, if I would have known that that man knew all along that I had told, I would have probably never left the house. So, of course, they didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And, of course, it wasn't brought up. And, you know, when it happened to me in 1947 and even in 1957, parents didn't talk about these things. Going to therapy or counseling really wasn't something that people did. I mean, it was sort of a taboo thing if you had to send a child to counseling. Well, now, of course, we know that's often the best thing. So, it really, it was very cathartic when I first started writing it. And I guess the fact that I killed them – man off in the story, which is all fiction, was just sort of part of my relief. You know, I got my
revenge.
My revenge, right, in black and white. So I tried to make the story real interesting. There's a little subplot that's kind of, interesting or kind of a little romantic, you might say, subplot. So these two women are really on divergent paths. The granddaughter wanting to open the case, she would never believe such a story. And after Penelope reads her mother's diary, she kind of wonders, well, could he have been murdered and could my father have had anything to do with it? Or the father of the other victim? I tried to make it so that the story, the people would be kind of held in wondering
what's happening,
what really did happen. Yeah. I mean,
where's the story going?
Where's the story ending? And like I say, there are some definite twists in it, and that I hope keep the reader engaged and wanting to read it. And a lot of people read it. It's a novella. It's so it's not a long book. I think 150 pages, and so it reads pretty quickly. It's not a story that is the premise being sexual abuse, but then again, it's not something where that is just played out so much in the book. It's described one time in detail. Those facts do happen to be true because I do remember those, of course. But it's not
It's not the overwhelming theme of the book. And the book is The Summer of 1957, Secrets Left in the Basement, Judith Powell. You can get it on Amazon. What do you hope people take away from reading your novella?
Well, I was writing it, I wasn't didn't know what I had to accomplish or wanted to accomplish because it was very cathartic for me, and it was very difficult for me to, I wasn't even sure I was going to describe the incident, but then I felt that it was necessary. But since then, I've had so many different people that have, women my age or younger, mostly younger. Since I'm 81, that they have talked about incidents that happened to them that they never talked about. And I dedicated the book to all the young girls whose voices have never been heard, because there's a lot of women and children that these things happen to, and they are never talked about. Fact is, I just was watching a little blurb on TV, and Oprah apparently is going to be on NBC tomorrow talking more about experiences in her childhood.
Yeah.
We know about some of them, of course, but she's going to be coming forth a little more with what I don't know.
Right. So I think that's what's powerful, and you're right, and you dedicate it to all the young girls whose voices have never been heard. And you say, to Mimi, your mother, whose dedication to keeping a daily diary inspired this book. I love that. Judith, thank you for joining us.
Well, it's a good, fast read, and I think readers, my target group was definitely adult women, but I am finding men are enjoying it.
I like that. I like that. Thank you, Judith. It was great meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kay.
Forever. My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Christina Ross, she's written a book called Etiology, How to Detect Disease in Your Energy Field Before It Manifests in Your Body. I was speaking to her the other day off the air, and I took a bunch of notes. There is so much that you will learn from this conversation and getting this book. So, Dr. Ross, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate.
So let's talk about your journey to energy medicine, first of all, and what it is.
So energy medicine is a medicine that's based on biophysics instead of biochemistry. And it studies how energy moves through the body and how when energy is depleted or blocked, this causes pain, this causes inflammation, and it also sets up the body to affect immune function and make people more vulnerable to disease.
Yeah, so is that what drove you to look into that direction? How did you know and evolve to, okay, I have this background in psychology and I'm going further and moving in other directions too to add to my practice.
Okay, so in 1992, I read a book by Barbara Brennan called Hands of Light, and it's about energy medicine. And I realized that if I really wanted to understand energy medicine, I need a degree in physics. So I went back to school, and I got a degree in physics, and then I became interested
an energy medicine called polarity therapy. It's similar to healing touch or Reiki, except there's more physics involved in how it works.
So one of the key things is here in your book, right, is that you explain exactly what we're talking about. You have organized options in the book.
Yeah, so one reason that I named it etiology, which is defined as the study or cause of disease, is that when I began studying the causes of disease, I became aware that 95% of all disease in our modern medicine is defined as etiology unknown. And it's very difficult to cure a disease if you don't know what causes it. So I began thinking about, well, what does cause disease? And in my polarity practice, we look at the human being as more than just the physiology, the tissues and organs of the body. We see the human being as being not just physical, but also emotional and psychological and spiritual. And spiritual isn't even necessarily religious, as it is a connection with something higher than the self. That could be community, that could be our culture that we identify with, all of humanity, source, God. And I begin thinking that if we are disconnected spiritually from the greater part of ourselves, that can make us feel isolated and alone and disconnected emotionally and psychologically. And when we're disconnected psychologically and emotionally, that affects our physiology. So I begin looking at this kind of backwards from modern medicine instead of just physical. If you're disconnected from your greater self, then this can really cause depression and anxiety and fear building up in our body. And that produces hormones that make us very vulnerable to catching disease.
Ooh, and so that is a lot of work for a lot of people, right? Meaning they have to dig deeper. You have to figure out what's around their environment. And especially now, because people feel so isolated. So this is a really tough time for a lot of people. And I can imagine, and we've seen this, that could lead to some really terrible things, right?
Well, yes, this is never so apparent, the body, mind, and spirit connection, than with this global pandemic we are experiencing, because we are forced to be separated from our families, our community, our culture, especially during the holidays where we like to celebrate who we are, and even humanity, where we can't even hug our loved ones or shake hands with other humans out of fear for becoming sick.
Yeah, and you and I talked about this, yes, the isolation. We also talked about that now it's even bigger, the opioid crisis.
Oh, yes. This, you know, drugs can be very helpful. It's the side effects that we're dealing with. And one thing about energy medicine is that it brings the body back into balance, like where it was before it got sick. And so it uses the physics and the energy of the field around the body to bring it back into harmony. And so there, by its very nature, does not create side effects. And I go into detail about this in my book, and how when we find ourselves sick, there are options, alternatives, and complements to modern medicine that are out there, but most people don't even know what they are, or if they look into it, there's so many options, which one is best for your condition. And so that's how I organized the book, to give the readers options on which treatments might be best for what they're experiencing.
Ooh, so give us a little sneak peek. Give us an option for something.
Well, oh gosh, there's so many. So, you know, there's healing touch, there's Reiki, there's acupuncture, there's mindfulness meditation, there's pulsed electromagnetic fields, which is my field of research, and also polarity therapy. Now, acupuncture might not be best for everybody, especially somebody who's afraid of disease. But if you're under IVF treatment to try to get pregnant, it shows extraordinary research outcomes that this could be beneficial. The same with somebody that prefers to ingest a pill. Well, you might benefit more from homeopathy than say, acupuncture, or you might benefit from therapeutic massage or healing touch if that's something that's more toward your condition. Now, I have referenced published peer-reviewed research about which different types of modalities are best for which different types of conditions, and I put this in a chart for quick reference in my book.
Yeah, which is great because that's, I think it's exactly what you said. Your book is so unique because what happens is people don't understand. They get lost. Somebody says, well, you should try acupuncture, or I went to this person and we did Reiki and I never had done anything like that. But it wouldn't work mm-hmm. for everybody. Everybody's different. And so that's, I think, one of the very, very big takeaways. For you, was it fun, for lack of a better word, to put all this together? Because this is your life's passion, I can tell.
I'm very passionate about it, and it was informative. So I went and tried a lot of different therapies because I wanted to be able to speak, you know, intellectually about it. And I talked to the practitioners, you know, what's the theory behind this particular modality and which patients find the best outcomes from your different treatments. And they were happy to share that with me. I wrote about it in the book. I compared it to polarity therapy, which is heavy in Ayurveda. And all of that is written about in my book. And so the research itself was so interesting about the comparative analysis between all these different modalities.
Yeah, boy, I bet. Did it, in pulling that together, did you realize, hey, let's make sure we have a chart. Let's make sure there's a way to have an easy takeaway from this.
Yes, and my book has schematics of how it's applied, different modalities are applied to different types of polarity therapy, different types of healing touch, different types of acupuncture, different, I mean, there's, believe it or not, there's different types of acupuncture that, where the needles are stimulated with electromagnetic fields. So there's crossovers. A traditional Chinese medicine uses elements, and so does Ayurvedic medicine uses elements to help heal the body. And so what's amazing is that there's so many overlaps in these different types of energy healing, but they're based on Eastern medicine, and Eastern medicine has been time tested for thousands of years, and it still works. That's why they still use it, and that I think is the missing piece in modern medicine, is that when you just look at the body and not the mind and the spirit, I think that's keeping us from really understanding causes of disease.
Yeah, boy, so well said, and obviously you've seen that, and you've seen that in your practice as well. So etiology, that's the name of it, etiology, how to detect disease in your energy field before it manifests in your body. What a great title. That tells you the whole thing.
Thank you.
Exactly. And I know what it's like to come up with titles for books, so it exactly nails what we're talking about. Dr. Ross, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.